Stav, Abby and Matt.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Last podcast of the week. Huh? Stav, Abby and Matt here.
What a great week we've had and a great Friday.
We did.
Huh. I always have great Fridays.
You do?
Yes, because you like to get out of here as quickly as possible.
I call it
F-off Friday.
F-O-F Friday. No, F-O-E-F Friday.
Fuck off forever.
No.
Oh.
Early.
Early.
I don't think he's coming
back. Is
this
your resignation?
No. Someone get him a guitar.
Okay.
So let's wrap this up. Play the podcast because we got to go.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
All right. So you guys know my wife is a comedian.
Yes. And she's hilarious.
She is very funny. And she has written a new show. It's called Love Hurts and she's doing it with her friend Em. It's all about the bedroom. And when it's gone wrong and whatnot.
Do you feature in it?
Predominantly. I think she got the idea from me. It's a very short show, and at the end everyone laughs and I cry.
But will there be stories about her past partners?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. Yeah.
Will that be weird if you go and watch it? Or?
Well, I know.
You know them all.
Well, that's fine. Okay.
Fred used to do this thing. Can you do it too?
How do you know about Fred? it's going to be a great show, and there's a lot of audience participation in it as well, and you can win fantastic prizes. And the prizes were lovingly donated from Adult Pleasures.
Yeah.
And so this week my wife went down to Adult Pleasures, and she walked into the adult store, and she walked out with the biggest box you have ever seen in your life. And granted, that did get her a few looks.
Was she driving out with a forklift?
It's a massive box. It's literally, they were so generous. There's I would say over 100 things in the
box. Did she just look and go, 50 Shades has just gone out? She's really going to try everything.
Worse, it was Valentine's Day when she could pick them up.
Someone's lonely.
So did you open it?
Walks
when
out
she got
there,
home?
Walks into the battery store, buys a car battery, I'm good to go.
Actually, if Battery World's listening, set up all your shops besides adult stores. You will make a killing.
A lot of them come with batteries there, now, don't they?
Yeah. I can tell you that a lot of them do because I am now very familiar with it, right? And so she gets home and she puts it in the lounge room. And then we were just about to go and pick up Rory from school. And we went, oh, idiots, we better put that away because you don't want the little one.
Because otherwise you've got to come up with all the stories about what they are, and with that many toys, you're really going to struggle.
About that. So they were in Kat's walk-in wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I unexpectedly looked after one of the kids from one of the kids from school because they had an emergency, had to go to the doctors. And I was like, I'll take Neen's. You guys go do what you want.
How old is she?
She's the same age as Roy. She's 5. And they play very well together. They play very well together. So while I was preparing dinner, I left them unsupervised. Maddie, I left them unsupervised.
That's not your fault. Those kids needed to eat.
Did you put, you should have taped up the box.
When I came out in the lounge room was what could only be described as a plethora, a menagerie of adult entertainment devices.
What did you...
Look, Daddy, we love Star Wars.
Did they ask what they were and what was your response?
You know what? Normally I would be very honest with children.
No, not this time.
Well, there was too much to explain. There really was.
Like, Daddy's just trying to work out what some of them are himself.
No, some of them, it was very obvious what they were modelled on.
Oh, okay.
Someone's arm?
It's like you have a camera in my hands.
Did you tell... You had to tell her parents. You had to, yes, you did.
No, he does not.
No, because you know what? She's going to go home and say, they've got arms everywhere.
What was it?
Well, about that, they do listen.
We're just here to pick up Nina.
Now, if she asks, she was playing with rubber penises. I promise nothing weird happened.
What do I do?
You did tell them.
No, I didn't.
Leave the country.
Just go. Okay.
Lebanon for you, mate.
Lebanon?
Yeah. They don't extradite from there. Lebanon, never come back.
That's really... I don't think you'll ever be asked to babysit again.
Well, no.
Do you have those parents' phone number?
I do.
Why aren't we ringing them?
Why don't you call them? And you can tell them.
Well, I've told them now. because they do listen.
If they're listening, first calls is coming up, 131060. Feel free to call through at any time. Oh, man.
I think I want to do that.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Okay.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I spelt it out and it's correct.
No.
No, I'm saying it. What, just really quickly, I said I've run out of pens. Social Scotty, our guy, comes in and goes, if you need to order more pens, go to penisland.com
and
register.
And I didn't get it.
So if you are looking to buy pens, go to penisland.com.
And I've just written it down and...
You don't need to say it. People know.
But,
hey, it's been a big week. It's been a big week.
What have you learned?
I've learned a lot. Let's have a listen. Getting to know.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
We've had an amazing week this week, and it all started off with a lovely human by the name of Keith Urban. He called up to the show, and, well, I think I got a little bit too excited. Days go
by. The winner is Keith Urban again.
Love this man, love his music, love everything about him. He's gorgeous, and he's from Queensland. Keith Urban on the air this morning. G'day, buddy. Nice to chat.
Well, that's a nice intro. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you guys again.
We pretty much covered off everything from his time growing up right here in Brizzy.
Everywhere around Brizzy's home. We lived in Ashgrove, East Brisbane, Toowong, before we moved to Caboolture.
Yeah, and where would you say would be the worst place you've lived in Brisbane then?
Most piece of crap place I lived in was in Paddington.
And now there's a plaque there and they've bumped up the rent as lived in by Keith Urban.
And how him and wifey Nicole Kidman keep their relationship nice and tight.
You and Nicole romantic and get gifts?
Oh, what do you reckon?
I reckon you would.
Definitely.
Take her out for a nice dinner of bugs and crickets and beetles.
Oh, yeah, we're watching that video. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, I saw that footage recently.
Yeah.
I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat bugs.
I didn't know this myself.
Oh.
I'm a cook, but I reckon I might be able to muster those up.
Just put one of those fly zappers out on the veranda.
Yeah, it does it itself.
Catches and cook them.
Have a light saying, Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole, and it will attract the bugs.
I'll just stab a fly mid-flight and throw it in some chocolate sauce and just go, there you go.
Thanks, man.
Stab's daughter, Rory, she started school this year.
She's started prep this year.
Yeah, how's she going?
She's loving it, yeah.
And being the great dad that he is, he wants her mind to be filled with knowledge. After all, knowledge is power, and he's been reading books to her. Have a listen to this one they picked up from the library.
It's about an elephant. High in the mountain, Luck and his grandmother worked hard at dragging timber from the forest. One day, Marley was foraging for her breakfast. Marley raised her trunk and stepped forward to reach for the sweetest bananas.
Boom! Landmine! Landmine!
Marley, don't die, he begged.
This is awful. I've got tears in my eyes.
Insane, right?
Are you sure? Because that's not for a five-year-old.
Yes, it is.
No, because she's trying to learn to read. That's far beyond a five-year-old.
Five-year-old section.
Turns out, Maui tries to stand up, can't, because she's only got three legs left. People come and make her a prosthetic leg. And the final scene is Marley and Luck walking away. And Luck also has a prosthetic leg because he has stepped on the landmine previously as well.
This is a true story.
Is that inappropriate or not?
It's teaching people.
Yeah, it is teaching people, but I don't know if we get, when we go to the park in Barden, Rory's going to go like...
Yeah, and knowing you, you'd go, Rory,
landmine! Boom! Boom, Rory!
I think the real question we should be asking is, who actually uses the library these days?
Stav, Abby and Matt's Goon Raft.
Last week, we made history when we crossed the Brisbane River on Goonlamore. It was our raft made entirely of goon bags.
I can't believe we're going to make it.
We're going to do it!
Bricky team at Hit 105 has defied the odds and common sense to row a homemade raft across the Brisbane River.
After our amazing journey across that dirty brown river, we were wondering what we should do with our amazing vessel.
Someone in your circles must know Elon Musk. You need to get this thing into orbit ASAP.
Oh, into space.
Auction it, use the funds, hold another goon party so you've got your goon bags for next year's raft.
That is really good.
I think it should go to the Maritime Museum in South Bank.
Yes, the Maritime Museum, a piece of naval history next to Jess Watson's Pink Lady.
Yeah.
Stefan's powerboat.
That's great. We need to call them.
With that great suggestion, we put it to the big man, the CEO of the Maritime Museum.
Well, our collection is objects of historical maritime significance, and we'd love to have Goonlamore in our museum.
Would you really?
It sounded like it hurt you saying that, Matt, but we will take it.
Wow. Thank you.
That's exciting.
Stand by, Brisbane. All the details on our official tours and the most free tickets to be won to see Goon Lamore at the Maritime Museum will be right here on Hit 105. Oh, all I've done is sweat this week. In fact, as I speak to you now, I feel it rolling down my back about to hit my bum chair.
This will actually be record breaker for the month of February for consecutive days being more than 35 degrees.
During the heat wave, we thought we'd knuckle down and discuss the body temperature difference between men and women. Unless I can lay in bed and it sounds like there is a helicopter about to land on top of me.
You're one of those.
Pump that fan. Because I wake up and I'm just sweating.
Everyone must run at a complete different temperature.
Men and women, definitely.
Yeah, but even individuals. Because I always had this argument in winter because he always goes, the quilt's too hot.
Of course, I learned from Abby that it's the men who have the issue, not the women. Why do women feel like their body temperature is the most important?
We don't. We actually don't, because the aircon...
Hey, Stav.
The aircon in this...
Apparently they don't. Apparently the fact we're in here sweating...
I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that message across.
All workplaces have it, for some reason, set to 23. It's not reasonable.
It's 87 in here.
Yes, that's because I'm in control of the studio, but everywhere else...
That's why women never go to the North Pole.
Name one guy who has.
Edward Shackleton.
Santa. Well, Mrs. Claus, then. Bite on that one.
She
stays
be there.
Inside.
She
stays
be there.
Inside next to the fire.
Well, she's got to put it on. She's got such a short skirt.
Which Santa Claus, which Mrs. Claus are you going off of? Tardy Mrs. Claus?
Hey. What I dressed up for last Christmas.
That's what I've learned this week, and you can learn even more about us with our podcast and online at hit105.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
And we're going to take you live to Brisbane now, where Anastasia Palaszczuk is about to address...
Stav, Abby and Matt. Ah, the Premier's here. Good morning, Anastasia. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, and I hear it's someone's birthday coming up.
It is, Anastasia. It's mine, thank you.
Steph, happy birthday.
Thank you, Premier. That's very nice of you.
I hear it's a significant one as well.
I am turning the big 4-0.
And big celebrations this weekend, Sunday.
Funny you say that.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm not a big birthday guy.
Well, they say the 40 is the new 30.
That's good to hear.
So take off 10 years and I know you'll have a great time. In fact, we're celebrating my grandmother's birthday on Sunday, but she's a little bit older.
Yeah. So that is her birthday? She's born on the same day?
The 17th.
Oh, okay, on the 18th, but that's okay.
Yeah. Let's celebrate together. He's funny about his birthday, though, Premier. He doesn't want to do a party or anything like that. Are you a birthday person?
Oh, yes and no, but I think for significant milestones, I think every decade you've got to have a decent party.
Okay, then.
Do you reckon, this is one for you, if you heard that someone was throwing a surprise party for you, would you keep on with the secret or would you tell them that you knew?
If I knew there was a surprise.
If you knew there was a surprise party for you, if you got wind of it, would you go along and just do the whole fake, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting it?
Yeah, you have
to. Yeah, you do.
You have to.
Mm. Yeah, I've learned that.
We need to. We
were organising a surprise party for Stav, but he didn't want to celebrate his birthday, and he heard about it, so we thought we'd cancel it.
Oh no! I think it'll be lovely to have a great celebration, and hopefully you'll do it with your family and friends.
Okay, then it's back on.
Just don't have all the candles on the cake, and that would be depressing.
Yeah. Back on.
It's kind of like speeches. You're worried about speeches, which is understandable. You know, you don't want people getting up there and telling the truth. That's what happens.
That's
at those
kind
sort
of like
parties.
A question time, right, Premier?
Oh no, you have to tell the truth there. You get in trouble.
So, what's also happening in our great city? Have you heard that we're doing Live for Free? Is what we're going to pay someone's rent or mortgage for an entire year?
Oh, fantastic!
That is excellent. What would you suggest that one of our great ratepayers of the city does if we take care of their biggest bill
for them?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd have to be something big, wouldn't it? Oh, I'll have to get back to you on that one.
What would you do? Just say we came to you and said, we're going to pay your rent for a year. What would you do with the money? Would you go to Vegas, put it all on black, have a good time?
Oh, no, I'd give it to someone in my electorate because everyone does, well, quite a few families do it tough out in Inala. So, yeah, you know, I really hope someone in my electorate would win it, actually. Mm. I'll have to advertise it out there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Definitely, for sure. Mm. No, I think it's a great thing that you're doing. So, yeah, but they'd have to do something pretty special, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Mm. Do you know, last time we caught up with you was at Magic Millions, and I did have a couple of champagnes, so I kept telling you how lovely you look, probably a little bit too much. But are you doing some new fitness thing? You do look amazing at the moment.
Oh, I've lost about, just between us, about 10 kilos.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You
a
didn't
lot of
need
walking,
to, but yes.
A lot of walking and diet, so just watching what I eat. So I think that's the key.
And you're rocking the single life now.
Oh, that's a bit sad, but anyway, at the end of the day, I just, look, honestly, I'm so busy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm married to my job 7 days a week.
Oh, and that's hard as well that you have to be so open with things. Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels like it's public knowledge, you know, that you need to sort of update it. But, I mean, it's not like you would never be a person that would go on Tinder, would you?
No, never. Absolutely not. And, you know, look, I think a lot of people go through it in their lives as well, and it just makes you more real, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's very sad, but, you know, we're going to remain really good friends, and at the end of the day, you know, that's the main thing.
Well, you can't be married to your job too much, though, because you're not going to meet anyone in a workplace anymore with the new policies that's come in, okay?
Look, hey, that's okay with me.
Okay.
After what's been happening in Canberra with Barnaby.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to mention his name? Oh,
well,
my goodness.
We were not allowed to mention him, I think, to you.
You can say whatever you want about it. Do you just, that must be, but when that stuff happens, do you just face palm and go, God, what?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. I was down in Canberra on Friday and he was supposed to be at a meeting I was at, and they said, oh, he's going to come very shortly. Here's his seat. And I thought, I don't think he's going to turn up to this meeting. Mm. And as I left the meeting, he was on his phone, pacing up and down, running down the corridor. And I thought, I think there's a crisis on here.
Yeah, right.
Pacing on the phone, it's never a good conversation, is it? There's always...
And if you're relaxed and calm, he would have been at the meeting. That's my point.
Yeah, right. Did you do that thing, you know, when he's on the phone and he's, like, really busy and you just walk past and give a thumbs up, like, just to say,
g'day, how are you?
No, it's all good.
I just went and got a cup of tea.
Right.
Yeah.
And got a seat and went, I'm ready for this. I'm ready.
look, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for calling in.
You can't get a higher
person in our state to wish you happy birthday.
That's true.
Stav.
Thank you, Premier.
Happy birthday, Stav.
Thank you, Anastasia. Have a great
celebration.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. See you. Bye.
Thank you. There she is, the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk on the air at Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There's been a bit of a miscommunication in the production here, but I'm going to fire it anyway.
No! I'm really excited. You know that I have a bit of an obsession with Chinese culture, and I'm really excited that today is Chinese New Year. It's the year of the dog, and I'm always fascinated because it's no set day. Like
it's
it is for
year.
Us. No. Like the like Chinese New Year starts on different days. It's not a set date. It's depending, I think,
so
on the moon.
So last night was Chinese New Year's Eve?
Well, yeah, I don't think they do that New Year's Eve. They just do New Year's. So today is a good day.
Interesting fact about China. Do you know when you're born in China, you are one?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do that, he's like 28 months.
No, you're one. Makes sense, right? Because it's your first year.
That's brilliant.
But
we need to bring that in here. Yeah. We say how old they're 18 months.
The celebration goes on for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all based on the lunar calendar, which is pretty cool.
What are you?
I am I don't know. Mm. But this is the year of the dog.
I'm a rabbit.
You're a rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a horse.
Makes sense.
Hence the teeth.
Yeah. You'd give away money. That would be cool. So kids traditionally would be given red envelopes stuffed with lucky money and positive wishes.
What were you going to say?
I had other reasons for being horse.
Did you?
Physical still.
I do like an apple.
You're
a very tall man, long limbs.
Your romance is overwhelming.
All right, let's get to what we were going to do here. We had a crack at this last week and we want to try it again because we think that it'll work. We had a conversation that it's considered sometimes inappropriate if an Australian person does a Chinese accent.
Yes. So when I tell stories about my Chinese acupuncture to my husband, I'm like, well, I can't do a voice because that's quite rude, but it's so beautiful. And I'm like, but imagine if she goes home to her husband and does my voice.
She does, 100%. 100% she does that. Ah, client today. She's real big. I said to her, will you get your hair done? She says, Stefan.
See, it makes us nervous, doesn't it?
No, not really. I'm keen to do it. I'm keen as. If you are of Asian descent and have an accent, mm-hmm. we would love you to call our show 131016. We want you to do an Australian accent for
yes.
us.
Yes. Do you doing us?
Yes. So whether Chinese, Japanese, anywhere, if you have an Asian accent, be Australian, and we will not take offence.
No, we will not.
Rip in into us.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Yes, the year of the dog.
That's good luck, right? If that means if you're the dog, it's going to be your year of great luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. I would hope so.
Done your research.
Well, this is what we're going to do here. 131060, we were having a conversation the other day. We got a lot of people who called up that we didn't get to air. Mm. We said it's considered sometimes inappropriate if we were to do the accent of someone who was Chinese.
Mm. Yes, but we're saying a lot of people will do maybe an Irish accent and then people think it's funny. And we're like, what is politically incorrect? Mm. Are we offending people or do they do our accent?
So we had a lot of people who called up who said, no, I'm Chinese, it doesn't offend me. And then we thought, why don't we see if people have a Chinese accent, what they would sound like if they were doing an Australian accent.
Yes. So 131060, if you're from Asia and you do an Australian accent, we'd love to hear it. And we've got Wipanda, I believe. Morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Now, how long have you lived in Australia for?
I've been living here for 17 years, okay. And I still have broken accent.
Whereabouts are you from originally?
I'm from Thailand.
Thailand, all right.
Great place. Had my honeymoon in Thailand.
But yeah, I have my daddy Chinese, so
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear your Australian accent, please.
Good day, mate. Put the bloody barbecue on, will ya?
Well done. That's great.
Do you find it offensive if we were to try and do like a Thai accent, or do you just have fun with it the same way you did there?
No, I thought it's so funny because I have my kid came back from school and they tried to fix my accent. I thought, like, I'm trying.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for your call.
Rachel is on the air. Hi, Rachel. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Jewel Vale and I'm a registered nurse.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So where did you say you were from, sorry?
China.
Okay, China. Oh, excellent, right. Excellent.
Happy New Year to you then, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
New to you.
What, the year of the dog. Is that a good year?
We believe as Chinese mm-hmm. that if you were born in the year of dog, mm-hmm. it's not a... So for you, it's either extremely great or extremely bad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. Okay. Depending where you are. Right.
Speaking
of
extremely great or extremely bad, we would love to hear your Australian accent.
All right. How are we? Good day.
tell us what you had for breakfast this morning with your Australian accent.
Sorry?
Tell us what you had for breakfast this morning with your Australian accent.
I had my bacon, poached egg, toast.
It's not great, I'm not going to lie.
No, come on.
You're going for, it's like you've picked a stoner surfer guy. Had my bacon. Thanks for calling, Rachel. Lovely to talk to you. Toan, is it?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning. Whereabouts are you from originally?
I'm from Vietnam, from Hanoi.
Lovely.
I've been here 7 years now in Australia.
All right. It's a beautiful place there.
Yeah. Okay, let us hear your Australian accent.
What would you like me to say?
Why don't you tell us what the weather's like outside today.
Oh, it's very cloudy.
Do you do the Aussie accent much?
I can say it's a slang word. It's like
you've got a bad
like a blue asphalt.
You've got a bad phone line. Can you step to the left for us?
I love how everyone goes, mate.
Now say that again. Say flat out like a lizard drinking.
Oh, flat out like a lizard drinking.
It's gorgeous.
Sorry, say it one more time.
Flat out like the lizard drinking.
Not bad.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, not
that's
bad.
Really good.
Yeah, you got there. Well done.
Flat out like the lizard drinking. Yeah. I like it. Good enunciation. Thanks for calling through, Tom. We appreciate it.
No worry. Thank you.
No worries.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Now, we were told we weren't allowed to talk about it, but it's your birthday on the weekend, Stav.
You are the big 4-0.
Yes, I am.
Naughty and fighty.
Out of my dirty 30s into my naughty 40s.
What do you get the man that has everything or otherwise just doesn't really want anything?
Yeah, you know what? We're not going to lie. We love you.
Thank
you. You're a great human.
We do love you and we want to do something special for you and we know that you just want to sort of just go,
You're a terrible
friend.
Yeah. I know, and I feel like I owe everyone an apology. I feel terrible. But
no, we were going to have a surprise birthday party. It's not a surprise anymore. You didn't want it, so we've cancelled it. That's fine.
I feel terrible.
You should feel terrible because your birthday is about us.
Yes. And you should feel terrible because you are going to be, I got you a birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't cancel it, which means you're going to be having cake for breakfast
cake.
For a very long time. I know you don't eat cake, but it wasn't about you, it was about everyone else.
Not to mention the girl who was going to jump out of it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We couldn't get our deposit back.
You got her out of there, right? She's not.
Now, look, we thought we'd get, there's a special guest who heard about your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he called us and he said, I've got a gift that I would like to give Stav.
Okay.
So he is on the phone at the moment.
Do I have to guess who it is? Or
no, we'll tell you.
Okay.
He is the Candyman.
Candyman?
Yeah, the Candyman. Travis, you know him. He's got the Free Choice Stores. We spoke to him the other week. G'day, buddy.
How are you?
Yeah, good,
we're
mate.
Good. We're good.
Stav, I hear it's your birthday on Sunday.
It is, Travis. Yes, it is.
The big 4-0. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Now, I hear you're an avid vapor.
I am an avid vapor. Yes, I am.
Well, I've got the best of the range black and gold vape for you. Ooh. Personally branded, the Candyman from Free Choice.
Well, thank you very much. That I've just been handed a picture of it. That looks amazing. Thank you.
And also,
yes,
two VIP tickets for you and Kat.
Yep.
To the party at the end of the year.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Wow. What's the VIP ticket?
There's a VIP room and then there's a VVIP room. So out of 1,000 guests, only 150 get into those rooms.
Right, is that the one Stav's going into?
I'm nervous.
That's right.
I'm so nervous.
You'll be able to talk. You have such experience talking to a lot of beautiful girls.
Yep. Yep.
You know what? Kat will feel comfortable and you'll be fine.
Yes, Kat will have a ball. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's a lovely thought. Thank you to my team for setting that up. Thank you. I will be there with bells on. And, I'm sure my wife will be happy that she's invited too to keep an eye on me.
You know what I love about you? You sound so natural talking about this.
It'll be good. no, that's great. Thank you, man.
A pleasure.
Candyman, you love a good party, you know, you throw them every year. What do you usually do for your birthday? Stav didn't want a party, but what would you do for your big day?
I have a smaller type party, which consists of about 30, 40 girls.
Cool.
and no guys? Is it just you?
I have a few friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. You know, you want your nearest and dearest close. Speaking of which, actually...
Oh, my God, I forgot to ask you. What do you do for Valentine's Day when you've got your wife and two girlfriends?
Well, it starts with a bit of shopping down at the lingerie store.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then dinner and a late night.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes.
Very late, long night.
Yeah.
Buddy, I wanted to talk to you about as well something that popped up on the internet. With the girlfriends, they all got tattoos or something.
Yes.
Yeah. When did all that happen?
Oh, the wife and the first girlfriend got their tattoos about a year and a half ago, and the second girlfriend got hers a week ago.
Yeah, right. Is that when you know it's getting pretty serious? Like when that kind of happens? Because tattoos aren't something you can just jump straight into in relationships.
No, it's something I tried to put them off in the beginning.
Yeah.
But after a while, when they keep harassing me to get it, I let them.
Yeah,
you really don't have much choice sometimes, do you, Travis?
No, sometimes they come home with tattoos that, which is a surprise to me as well.
Yeah.
I can imagine, you know, everyone's got this thing of, is the candy man, got all these girlfriends, but you would get bossed around a lot, do you?
No, it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
You've got a lid on it. Oh, there you go. Well, buddy, thanks to Free Choice Australia. You can get more information on your store locations, Free Choices, freechoicestores.com.au. You've hooked Stav up with this vape because you're no longer a smoker.
No.
That's why you've chosen to vape.
Vape on, brother. Thank you, Candyman.
Pleasure.
Have a good day.
Good evening, buddy. Thank nice to talk. You. There he is. Travis the Candy Man. And two VIP tickets to the party, Stabby Boy.
Hey? I'm so nervous.
This is what we've done. He said, do not. We were throwing a quiet party in the valley. Yes. He said, no, I don't want that. But now we're sending him to the most ginormous party you can ever go to in your life.
You guys know me so well.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks Monday. It is going to be the 19th of February. The letter to help you win 10 grand at 8 a.m.
is P for possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Alpha Bucks, play it Monday.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
At thegreekclub.com.au to browse the gallery and packages.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, righto, let's do it on a Friday. Why wouldn't we give away $10,000, the only show in Brisbane that will promise you a chance at 10 grand, 8 o'clock every morning. Here we go, guys.
All right, and the chance goes to Deanna from 17 Mile Rock this morning. Morning, Deanna.
Good morning. Now this is very exciting.
Oh, what accent is that?
It's a Mexican accent.
Oh, do you do an Australian accent? Can you do us?
Oh, g'day, mate.
Brilliant. Well done. All right, muchacho, let's see if we can get you $10,000. You're about to get a letter from Abby. Every answer has to start with that letter, and if you get all 10, you get $10,000 and $50 for every correct answer. All righty?
All righty.
All right. Diana, your letter this morning is H or H for hot.
Okay, H.
Okay. Name something that can be on a weather report.
Hot weather.
Name a cultural dance.
The haka.
Name a tool in the shed.
Hammer.
Name an overseas country.
Hungary.
Name a restaurant train.
Hungry Jack's.
Name a band.
Hinder.
Name an Australian TV show.
Home and Away.
Name something you can have in your pocket.
Pass.
Name a type of bird.
Hawk.
Name a beer brand.
So close. $400 though.
That's amazing.
Well done. Something in your pocket. A hair tie or a handkerchief.
Yes, a hair tie. I have one right now.
Oh, bad luck. But you were flying through. I thought that was going to go then.
Yeah, me too. And then I panicked.
I want to thank you for the blast from the past as well, because you said Hinder. No one has heard of that band.
No, I know.
In the years.
Sometimes I wish she was you.
As I like to call them, Hinderback. They just sound like Nickelback.
I thought it was Nickelback. Diana, well done. $400.
Thank you so much for that.
Well done. We'll play again 8 a.m. Monday. Next, though, we've got a little surprise guest calling through. We're not meant to talk about Stav's birthday. He didn't want us to, but we have a special guest with a special gift for you.
Oh, okay.
When we come back. R&B Friday.
Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I found love.
Stab Abby and Matt.
For me.
Postcode dating.
Tell me you love me.
I love matchmaking, and this has been great. It's postcode dating because imagine if the love of your life was just living two streets away, and they say that you're more likely to have success if you find someone within your area. So you don't need to travel too far, because that's how relationships break up.
That's right.
I was a bit worried when everyone said this morning that Esther was coming in for postcode dating.
That's your wife's name.
Yeah, and we said to her, hun, you can't do it, you're married. But we found another beautiful Esther, which has been so good for us.
I'll tell you what, I was sweating.
In the studio is almost 28-year-old.
Yeah.
Esther, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your suburb is Zilmere, which is 4034. So we're looking for gentlemen in that area or maybe a few suburbs away.
Termside, I guess. It's not too far
away. Yeah, Termside, yes.
I guess.
Sounds like you've really got a postcode in mind.
That's fine.
All right. 131060 is our number, guys.
What would you say is the men are like in Zilmere when you've been looking around?
I just moved into Zilmere, actually.
Okay.
But I'm seeing a lot of guys hanging with their arms out of the window of like a Toyota Hilux.
So do you like that though?
Whatever, I'm not fussy.
So you don't have, she likes it.
Do you have a type?
Tall and honest.
Tall and honest. Okay.
I'm tall, so obviously like guys that are taller than me. But honesty, even if it's kind of brutal.
12 guys just hung up.
They're all short. Honest but short. Do you find it hard to find a tall guy?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're what, 5'10"?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And you've been single for how many years?
2.
And you are really good friends with your ex still?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends probably.
Does that put off guys?
We'll find out.
Yeah. No, it's never been an issue.
No.
It's always been, I don't know, I just tell people straight up. And I guess because I'm so honest and okay with it, no one else has found a problem with it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess when you're shady, then it seems like you actually do have something to hide from it. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The picture that we've been given of you as well, do you do modelling?
No, I'm a photographer, but because all of my I've got a lot of photographer friends, we hang out and shoot each other and just sort of develop our skills that way.
Oh, cool.
Because it's a very professional photo that's taken there.
Yeah, really my friend James took that.
Esther laughed because she didn't realise we had it. And I was like, isn't it funny you forget the photos that you put up on Facebook that we can be out again?
We didn't get the ones that your friends post where you're not looking as good, but they're hot. We didn't do that.
You're such a gorgeous girl. You don't ever go on Tinder or anything like that?
I am on Tinder.
Okay.
But it's just one of those things. I guess, you know, everyone says the same thing about Tinder. It's just kind of terrifying. And
because all you do is you see a photo of each other and then you can sort of write and then you start judging by text messages. And I think it's easier like this. You get to hear someone's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is important. So, gentlemen.
13, 10, 60. I will throw out there, if you're going to call, that there is one thing that will break. You don't want anyone older than 35. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You can say no, but this is the expression, but you can change your mind.
I mean, I don't have a problem with age. I've just...
It's all over at 35?
No, no, I just have a really playful personality, I suppose. So,
What about if there's a young 36-year-old?
Oh, that's fine.
All right, well then...
All right, there you go. All right, yeah.
Well, 13, 10, 60. Guys, trust me. Esther is one lady that you want to date, so get involved now, 131060. If you are in 4034 or the surrounding areas, we're going to do a round of postcode dating. It's next.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I found love.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
For me.
Postcode dating.
Tell me you love me.
We are finding love, or at least a date for people in Brisbane, in their suburb or surrounding. That's what postcode dating is. And we're joined by the very beautiful 27-year-old Esther in the studio. Morning.
Hi. Morning.
Now, gentlemen have liked what they hear and they've caught up on 131060. They get to ask you a question. You answer honestly, and then if they don't like the answer, they can hang up, or they can stay on and then you pick from the remaining.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You have the ultimate power.
Yes, because you're a woman. First cab off the rank is Jared in Springfield Lakes. Jared, what's your question for Esther?
Do you like going for rides on motorbikes?
I've only been on a motorbike once. I was at Double Island Point. And I rode into soft sand and started, like, swerving everywhere, and then the exhaust landed on my leg and took some of my skin out, and I never did it again.
So in short, no.
Jared, how many bikes do you have, or you love your bikes?
Oh, yeah, just the one.
Just one, okay. Mm. And is it important for you?
I didn't have time to think of another question.
So will you hang up with that answer?
Through the tunnels on the way back to work, so I can think of anything.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah. So a man of conversation. Would you like to hang on the line after that?
Or you want to hang up?
Yeah, no.
No, you'll hang on the line? Okay.
Yeah, hang on.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
Look at that. He's willing to change his mode of transport for you.
Or rather, he doesn't even care.
I was going to say, I got a feeling Jared didn't care about the answer. He's never hanging up. I like Jared. I like him.
All right. Reece. We got Reece from Windsor, not too far away from Zilmia. Reece, what's your question for Esther?
Yeah, good morning, Esther. So I would like to know, does she like horse riding?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm actually super
fascinated. Did you fall off a horse once?
Oh my gosh, no. I'm really fascinated by horses. I think they're so beautiful and intelligent. I'm also kind of terrified of them, but I would definitely try it. I'm not opposed to trying horse riding. Oh.
Great. So my second question is, just quickly.
Okay.
So are you easy persuaded?
It depends where the persuasion's going on my moral compass.
Oh, no, we won't get there, but I'm a big character, but I'm probably your height, so
okay.
we might have to negotiate.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, so you want to negotiate. You want to persuade her to go shorter.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, I'm a betting man, so...
If you stay on the horse the entire time... Then...
I'm just kidding.
All right. That's the deal.
I got it. Oh, okay. Now, Reese, just putting it out there, you're not hanging up, are you?
No.
All right. If you've just tuned in, this is Postcode Dating, where people wonder what mode of transport you'd like to get around on.
Seems to be the case. Aaron in Strathpine, what's your question for Esther?
What's your biggest turn off in a guy?
People who aren't really sure of who they are. So if a guy is kind of, I don't know, lacking in confidence or not really sure what they're about in life, then I guess that's something that I kind of walk away from.
Okay, that's fair enough.
What about physically? Is there like a hairy toe or like a mole in the middle of their face that you just be like, I can't do it?
Oh, I've got a hairy toe.
Give us a look.
He's wearing boots, Aaron, so I can't confirm or deny.
Everyone has hair on the top of their toe.
No, I mean, I guess I am more attracted to people who are active.
Mm-hmm. No fatties.
Just because I'm pretty active, I surf and I skate every week, and you lead the kind of lifestyle where you're not getting up and doing things, I just wouldn't really be attracted to that kind of person.
Right. Have you guys noticed, every time we have a girl in the studio and guys are asking a question, no one hangs up?
Yes.
But if it's the other way around, all the girls hang up.
It's exactly in real life. Yeah. Oh, you've said no? No worries, I'm going to buy your friend a drink. Yeah. No? Okay. Hey, what are you doing?
You have three gentlemen that have stayed on the line. You've got Jared, who likes motorbikes, really doesn't care whether you do or don't. You've got Reese, who's
willing to stay on a horse for you for the rest of his life.
Or change your mind about anything. Or Aaron, who wants to know what your biggest turn off is.
Which one do you want to go on a date with?
I'm going to say Aaron because it was a great question.
Oh, you didn't mess up, AA Ron.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
We didn't ask Aaron, how tall are you?
Nostril and feet, but 195 centimetres.
195 centimetres. Yes.
Right. That's a good time, Aaron.
I was really hoping you'd say 3 foot then. And then it's going to be like, chat it out.
I hang up.
Good on you. There you go, guys. Best of luck. It might be true love.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Alrighty. Abby.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You're not allowed to have sex and peace because of Barnaby.
Ministers, whether they are married or single, must not engage in sexual relations with their staff.
You're not allowed to have sex.
No, you're not.
No, you are not. Yes. Brilliant. All because of Barnaby Joyce.
Hashtag bonking ban.
Yes. Well, that's what they're nicknaming it.
Well, that's in the official rules in Parliament.
No, it wasn't, but that's what they've all been calling it.
All right.
Yeah. So he's made that announcement. It's in line with what happened over in the US as well. Ah. They introduced this into Congress, and then it's happened here.
No Congress in Congress.
Yeah.
That is true. Which is interesting to know whether anyone needs to put up their hand and go, "Oh, I need a transfer now." Yeah. Because I've been sleeping with blah, 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 so I'll need to move out.
Now, I haven't read my contract from cover to cover.
Yes.
I haven't read my contract.
But do we have the same rule in ours where it says that, like, we're not allowed to go down that road?
They're very vague these days. I don't think so. I know that when I previously used to work for the same company, but in interstate, we had it set in our contract saying that we were not allowed to have relations with other people in the workplace.
There are some people here that are married.
Yeah, so I don't think we do. But that was because we all worked in Black Thunders. And our boss, street team. Our boss called us all in and highlighted what was in our contract and went through the room.
Now, Abby.
Everyone was so red-faced.
How many team members did you?
I just kissed one, but a lot of them were sleeping with each other. No, I'm serious.
If our general manager's probably in by now, Damon, if you're listening, 1310, walk in. We'd love to know if he knows the rule, if we have that workplace rule here. Because it's strange. Is there legalities around saying you can't do that?
You can. Like, you have a legal contract, but then you can also have a work agreement, which means you have both decided that is a law, I guess, for you guys, and then you sign it. Apparently, you have to be open. So if you say, "Hey, this is what's happening," and you tell work,
yeah, but at what point do you tell them? Like, what are you meant to ring? Just say it's Saturday midnight, Saturday night. What I'm meant to ring up Damon and go, Not going to believe it. Stabs at my house. I think he's keen. I think. Like, just why full disclosure.
Why was that the imaginary scenario that took place?
Because you guys look at each other like that all morning.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is now he's mentioned it, we can't do it.
But I also want to know with what other conditions are in your contract
yeah.
that are a little bit unusual.
I had a friend who was just weird when he drank Red Bull. And in his contract, they said you were only allowed to consume one Red Bull a day at work.
Right.
Because he would drink like 6 or 7. And just be a loose unit. And they were like, you can't do it. So it was contractually, he was only allowed to drink one Red Bull a day.
Well, 13, 10, 60, if you've got something in your contract that's a little bit different.
Yes.
A little bit of a different rule. Or maybe you've got in there that you're not allowed to have relations with anyone.
Okay, Damon, our general manager, has just walked in. Step up to the mic.
We were just talking about the new rule that's been brought into Parliament saying that you're not allowed to have relations with staff members, all because of Barnaby Joyce.
Is that a rule here?
I think that's a code. It's not a law.
Oh, it's a suggestion.
So what, it's frowned upon, but if it's true love, it's okay.
Oh, look, I think our workplace has probably created a lot of relationships. Yeah. I think there's probably some relationships that go on in our workplace at the moment. I think it depends on what that type of relationship is whether we would deem it as appropriate or not.
Right.
Yeah. So like Barnaby Joyce and his staff, that was a bit out of line, which is obviously why it's brought in.
But we've got a couple of married couples here, and that's fine, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... Yeah. Clearly it's fine.
Because they're not having sex.
But what about if Maddie and Stav, if things got serious between them, that would be okay?
Be fine by me, boys.
Yeah. There you go.
High five.
Not sure how I...
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Go, boys.
It's my birthday. It's your birthday. Stabby boy, Stavalicious, Stavanitsky.
Yes?
Stav Davidson.
Yes. What's my real name?
Stephen.
Stuart.
Craig. Larry?
Did you not? You knew that,
Paul.
Right?
You knew his name was Stuart.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I was just asking.
And what's his
don't.
Middle name?
Champion.
Optimus
he doesn't
Prime.
Have one.
It's your birthday Sunday?
Yes.
Turning 40.
Yes.
Big birthday. Good on you. You don't look a day over 68. We've organised a few things today.
Uh-huh.
Candyman called up.
Yes, he gave me a new vape. Thank you very much for
it's
that.
It's a very classy one.
Yes.
Anastasia Palaszczuk called and said happy birthday.
Yeah, wait till she finds out I don't vote.
Ooh. Oh, we're doing she'll cut you?
Is she going to come and take it back?
Yeah, maybe.
This guy is very busy, though, a big celebrity, but he did have a message for you for us to play.
Oh.
Stav, it's Guy Sebastian here, mate. Big 4-0. That's huge, and you've still got a job. You're doing something right, mate. It's the toughest industry, and you're a legend of a bloke. So big, happy 40th birthday from me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And we've also organised something for the office.
Well, we all decided that we were going to come as Stav, all different versions of you
Brilliant.
As well.
There's only one version of me.
Well, sometimes you're right as... Oh, my God, have I got the real sunnies? Because I can't see out of these glasses.
Are they mine?
They're not sunglasses, honey. They're actually...
I can't see a single thing.
Oh, Chewbacca cake. That's awesome. Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Stav. Thank you, everybody.
The whole office is dressed as
it's Stav. A good look, guys. I really think this could take
off.
Oh,
we've all got your tattoo.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's amazing. That's so cool. Are they permanent? Are we doing this? Let's go to a tattoo joint.
Have a good birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much, everybody.
We love you very much.
Thank you. I love you too.
You mean a lot to us.
Do I get to keep all the trucker singlets?
Yeah, you can if you want.
We all have to keep the tattoo of Kat's name, so that's going to be awkward, isn't it, when we explain that to her?
What, if it's Brisbane, I wouldn't be surprised.
Happy birthday, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
That is the show done and dusted. Thank you for listening to our podcast and downloading it. Just a suggestion for the people who do this on our podcast.
Yeah.
If you would like a podcast shout-out...
Uh-huh.
Or want to put a message out there or anything, go and give us a review.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't have to give us 5 stars. 5 stars is obviously what we would like.
Well, I mean, 5 stars would get you the shout out. 4 would possibly. 3, we're like, 2, we're like,
Well, one will give you a shout out. It just would be a nice one.
Yes, that's right. So give us a rating and then give us a little a comment there as well in the comment section. We'll give you a shout out, put a message in there, tell us what you think of the podcast.
Yes. Or maybe if you just want to suggest what words I should practice since I realise I mispronounce so many words. Did I go all right
distribution.
Today?
Distribution.
Distribution.
There you go.
Did I get any wrong today?
A couple here and there.
No.
Well, write them down.
Okay. Get mad at me.
Can someone get me a roll of paper, please? Please leave us a note in the comments and give us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.